Now it is a Monday afternoon. This is the sixth day of October. Let's turn our attention now to the marketplace. Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities out of Normal joins us. Good afternoon, Kurt. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. We're sorry to hear about your loss. On behalf of our fellow brokers, analysts, and listeners, I must say that our hearts, prayers, and thoughts are with you. It's always difficult when we lose a loved one that's very close. But I must say that Dad will live on through yourself and your family, and let the Dad stories begin. I'm quite sure you have a few of them to tell.
I have two to tell right now. Let me tell you one. I think those who follow my Twitter account probably saw it was August the 3rd that I had gone out and taken a field count in front of Dad's, and I didn't say how much that field was going to make at the time, but I told Dad that it was 240 to 270, someplace in that range. And he just looked at me. Dad was a really good businessman, and he hasn't been involved in the farm for a long time. And sometimes he was thinking we were back in 2002. But he looked at me and he said, "Oh, if it's going to make that much, I'd better sell some." The corn was 370 then. So not a bad call on his part, I think. Not too bad. Not too bad a call. All right. So today, wow, what a thing to happen today. Corn rallied, beans rallied. What's the deal here?
Oh, not the normal. It's a nice change for a change, for say. But, you know, wet forecast over last week and this week here, dry forecast in the southern hemisphere. Coffee went through the roof and promoting the idea that northern Brazil area might be a little more drier than what we thought. Also, too, weather-wise, a little cold air up in the Dakotas. Then, lastly, the U.S. dollar taking a fairly good dip here today, sort of gave encouragement. Maybe this dollar has topped and trend lower in here to spur some export activity. But the main thing that really happened today, I believe, was the technical action. We've seen the trend just continue to be lower, 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 lower here. And as we moved lower here, we consolidated and received some buy signals on some of these technical programs, and the funds were active buyers through the day. Going into the noon hour, they were buyers up of 11,000 contracts of corn, 9,000 contracts of bean, 4,000 wheat, 6,000 oil, and about 3,500 meal contracts. And with the slowdown in harvest activity here over the weekend, there just was not a whole lot of hedge pressure to offset that buying interest from the commodity funds, Todd.
Well, can you contrast that with later in the week when farmers might start to get in the field, at least in other parts of the Midwest, maybe not quite in central Illinois, and then with the WASDE report that's due out at 11 o'clock on Friday morning and what the hazards are?
Well, I have a sneaky feeling that, you know, we could see some follow through here, and then my typical answer would be Wayne's going to have a turnaround Tuesday, maybe. But Dease corn, 335, was kind of a hope number to look for. November beans is 950 area. We'll see how the market handles that. You know, as a producer, if you have some inventory to maybe move in through here, I know basis is just falling apart. Might want to consider a hedge up at these higher levels and get a little downside protection in case we do see that report Friday show a little negative news. There's debate on the acres and yield and demand, so Friday morning could be quite interesting market-wise.
Hey, thanks so much, and I appreciate you being with us today.
Very good. Take care, Todd.
Mm-hmm. That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, and joined us here on this Monday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Now here's Dave Dickey with today's agricultural news.